said, keep this Luck team from scoring before the half. And to King up the middle. Nice run by him for about 6 yards. And Trig Molman on the tackle there gets up a little bit slowly. I think he's all right, holding his arm a little bit. Jack Kowicki going to check in for him. So the Twin Towers are out there, Jack Kowicki and Drew Hochschild. And the Luck Cardinals stepping up to the line of scrimmage with 4:07 to go. 12-point lead here for the Loggers in the second quarter. And Walter's going to keep it, go right side, and ran out of bounds. Nice job again by Ben Vernig, forcing him out. The Cardinals getting the first down on that play. It's going to be first and 10 for them from about the 25-yard line. Game wearing on a little bit here. Scoring's been a little bit slower. 36-24 with just under 4 minutes to go here. The Phillips Loggers leading the Luck Cardinals. And from the shotgun, here's Walters. He's going to keep it himself, follow his running backs. And upfield, nice tackle there by a few Loggers. It's going to be second and maybe six.
I really think if they want to continue to be competitive in this game, Zach Walters is going to have to go off with the Cardinals here.
Yeah, he really is. You know, he's the guy that the big playmaker for him, for sure. You know, maybe Luck gets back into it too, you know, some pass plays, throwing things off. But,
right, yep.
You know, they can just march down the field here and wear some time off of the clock. 3.5 minutes to go here, first half. And it's a little counter that's gobbled up by the Loggers. And that was Mason Carter looking to make a play, but there was about three Loggers wrapped him up immediately.
That was Charles Ethan Upson just right there. Great play out by those two defenders there.
Two shorter, stockier guys that are hard to move, able to, strong enough to hold their linemen and push them away, make the tackle. Nice job there by Callan Chuzzles. And here's from the shotgun, trying to get in there, Levi Durr. They missed a hold on Levi. They make the catch, get downfield all the way down to about the 5-yard line. And the Luck Cardinals moving the ball. 2:45 to go here. It's first and goal from where they got to that lane. Is that the 5-yard line? I think they're both the 5-yard line. Luck looking to score.
Stop would be huge for the Loggers.
Yeah, big stop here. You know, Luck's been, when they get down by the line of scrimmage, they've been jumping and getting that offsides. Not this time. They keep it up the middle. It's King. He's tackled about the 3-yard line.
There's Levi again.
Levi's been all over this field. On the defensive side, he's been really fun to watch here tonight. You know, Ben Vernig also doing a great job. So big play here for the Loggers. And breaking out of the huddle here is the Luck Cardinals stepping up to the line of scrimmage with 2:17 to go and a 12-point lead for the Loggers. Here's Walters from the shotgun. He's going to keep it himself right side and gets the corner. Does he get in?
They call it a touchdown.
He got the corner, gets the touchdown, and just like that, it's 30-36. I think both teams have scored the same amount of touchdowns now. It's just the two-point conversions that the Loggers have been able to get.
Luck yet to convert a two-point conversion.
Yes. So no two-point conversions yet. Now we don't want one here. Six is a good number to be leading by. Luck in their huddle right now. Calling up their play. The Loggers are set in their defense, ready for a big stop here from the 3-yard line. Here comes the 2-point conversion. And what do we got? Another timeout? There we go. So we got a timeout for Luck. I believe that's the first timeout of the game here. And with the score at 36 to 30, the Loggers are leading the Luck Cardinals. There's 2 minutes to go in this first half. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back here. Jeff Haken and along with Lane Abraham coming off of this timeout by the Luck Cardinals. And the score 36-30. The Luck Cardinals trying to go for this two-point conversion here as they drop a play. Walters in the backfield by himself, looking right side, going to throw the quick pitch, and they get the two-point conversion off of the pass. Making that catch right there was number 12. He's not in our roster here, so we're just going to say it was James Peterson. James Peterson with the two-point conversion. And with that being said, now we're at 36-32. With 2:04 to go here, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country one more time for a 30-second break.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's the Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
We're back, Jeff Haken, and along with Lane Abraham here in Luck, Wisconsin. It's a 36-32 lead here for the Phillips Loggers. Looking to score here with 2 minutes to go here. Luck coming back, closing this gap here, and they are set to kick off. Lane Abraham's going to read off our high school sports sponsors for everybody.
We have A&W Restaurant, Culligan of Ashland, Forward Bank, Heckman Auction, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, and Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
There we have it. That's our high school sports sponsors, those friendly people helping bring you this game. To all you people listening at home, we appreciate all of you listening here on 98Q Country. And, hey, check out that Civic Media app you can download so you can listen to these games from anywhere. Really nice app to have on your phone, Civic Media app. And here's the Loggers with the ball. It's Aaron Delasky right side. Can't get around the corner. Picks up a few yards. And it's going to be second and maybe seven for the Loggers here. Minute 50 to go and counting in this first half. Loggers really could use a score here. I believe they've got all their timeouts left. Second and seven. Loggers step up to the line of scrimmage. Minute 35 to go, first half, from their own 28-yard line. And here's going to be Hollinger, left side, and he's tackled maybe after a gain of one. A nice tackle there by Nels Anderson. Nels Anderson, I think his name is Nels. He's a senior. And a nice open field tackle for him. It's going to be third down and five for the Loggers. A minute 12 to go and counting. Going to need a big play here. And Loggers stepping up to the line of scrimmage. Here's Levi in the backfield. Going to keep it himself right side. Levi getting around the corner, makes a move. He's got the first down and then some tackled at the 33-yard line of Luck. There's 50 seconds to go, and they move the chains. Clock stops for a short period. And Loggers at the 33-yard line of Luck. And it looks like Steve Precor is going to call a timeout here. So with 50 seconds left and the Loggers in the first half, and the Loggers a four-point lead, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
There you go. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah. You got Jeff Haken and along with Lane Abraham here in Luck, Wisconsin. 50 seconds to go in this first half. Loggers looking to score here. We got a four-point lead over the Luck Cardinals. It's 36-32. Levi Durr in the backfield. Right now, shotgun formation. He gets it. He's going to get it to Glaske, left side, on the reverse. Glaske gets upfield. Couple guys, one guy to beat. He gets past him. It's 10, 5, touchdown, A-Ron Glaske.
What a run from A-Ron Glaske. And what a play call from Steve Precourt.
Absolutely. Nice play on this side. That A-Ron, first time I've seen him come this side here, got around that corner, and once there was one guy to beat, you ain't catching A-Ron Glaske. So a touchdown from them makes it 42-32, a timely touchdown there for the Loggers. And that's Aaron's second touchdown of the game, I believe.
I think you're right.
You've been keeping stats for me here today, haven't you, Lane?
It's my debut. You can't expect that much.
All right. Going to have to get some cues from Nate Podowell, who's camping in Michigan right now. So here's Levi from the shotgun. And look at the pass. Fake pass, goes right side, back left, gets in for the two-point conversion.
What a play from Levi Durr, making something happen out of nothing.
Again, Levi Durr needed 3 yards to go for the two-point conversion. He ran about 20 yards to get those 3 yards, and we'll take it. Right now, it's a 44-32 lead. It was just 4-point lead just a minute ago, Lane, and back up to a 12-point lead. You know, before the half here is huge. The Logger's going to have to get a stop. With 40 seconds to go, not let these Luck Cardinals score. We're going to stay right here in Luck here, Wisconsin, and we're going to go over our high school sports sponsors again here, Lane. We've got A&W Restaurant in Phillips, Culligan of Ashland, Forward Bank, Heckman Auction, heck yeah, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, that's IAP, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, and Phillips Lumber and Hardware. We thank all of our high school sports sponsors for helping bring you the game so you guys can listen from home. And up 12 with 40 seconds to go here, trying to end this first half. Ethan Podmolik set to kick. Got his unit set. Here's the kick down the middle. It's going to go out of bounds about the 20-yard line. Flag will go up, and I think they're going to get it at the 30, maybe. We'll see what they do on this 40-yard field. Kenny Drexler coming out of the game, the freshman on the kicking team. Kenny, a future star here for the Phillips Loggers. Nice seeing him get into the game. And they're going to move the ball up to the 30-yard line, 35-yard line. They're going to move it to 35. So a nice start here for the Luck Cardinals. With 40 seconds to go, first half. The Loggers need a stop here. Don't need it. It would be huge going into halftime. Up 12 right now. And here's a Luck. And a little reverse. There's a fumble ball on the ground. But Walters picks it back up. But he's tackled again.
Huge tackle for loss by Drew Hoshield there.
Drew Hoshield cleans him up after the fumble.
Ethan Upson forcing the fumble on that pitch.
Great job on defense there by the Loggers to start this one out. It's going to be a loss of, 8 yards maybe on that sack there by Drew Hoshield. So second down here, 8 seconds to go, and the clock is ticking. They're going to let it just tick away. And 4, 3, 2, and 1. That's the end of the first half. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a 44-32, 12-point lead for our Phillips Loggers over the Luck Cardinals as the Loggers heading off to the left. The Cardinals heading off to the right. And a wonderful first half that we've had. A lot of excitement. We had a little chirping. We got a couple little squabbles out there. And both teams kind of settling down defensively and kind of learning, how to stop each other. And at the beginning or at the end of the first quarter, we were on pace to like a 120 to 80 something game. You know, it's tamed down a little bit right now. And obviously, guys get a little bit tired, and that'll take a little bit from it too. But it's halftime.
you can definitely tell how this Luck team averages 60 points a game so far this season.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, this is a good Loggers team that they're putting numbers up, and they got 30 points at halftime. So at halftime here, 14 minutes to go left and at half here. It's a 44-32 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Luck Cardinals. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a four-minute timeout. 4 minutes, guys.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information, or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, we're back here, folks. Jeff Haken, along with Lane Abraham, We got Colin Kleinschmidt and Braden Rebeck kind of helping out a little bit here, too, running, getting us concessions and whatnot. But, hey, we're having a lot of fun here, Lane, tonight. The 44-32 ball game, the offense for both teams is bringing it. And, you know, a lot of fun early on. Started out this game, it was touchdown back and forth.
Absolutely.
Until the Loggers finally got a tackle on that play. And before the Loggers finally got a stop, the Loggers, the difference early on was the two-point conversions. We converted on every one of them. Luck didn't. And then at the end of this first half, getting that big touchdown to get back to a 12-point lead. You know, a game like this, you really, you know, we started to get that lead. I don't know how big our lead was in the first half, but the Loggers had like a, I think it was more than 12 points. It might even have been 18 or something like that. It seems like the Cardinals kind of came back a little bit. And just like that, it's a four-point ball game. It just shows an eight-man, you know, eight-man football that really anything can happen. Let's go over some of our touchdowns. Lane Abraham, our stat keeper here tonight, forgot his notebook to keep all those stats, but that's all right. We're not always professional up here anyways, Lane. But I know Aaron Delasky, did he have a touch? Two touchdowns. Benton, B.J. Loweri, the Micronesian sensation. That's my boy. And,
is that his first touchdown of the season, too?
No, that's his second touchdown. No, it's second touchdown of the season because B.J. had a touchdown in Frederick as well.
Yep, I remember.
Levi, I think this game, Levi right now, he's Jeff Haken and Roofing player of the game.
Absolutely. He's been flying around making plays everywhere.
On defense, been all over the place. Making everything. You just see his extra little bit of hustle out of the senior leader out there. And, you know, you can always tell a senior out there. You always can. It's, you know, if you think you're a big boy being a junior right now, you know, a year from now, you're going to be a different person too, Lane. And that athleticism and just the will to win you're seeing out of Levi and Drew up there. Drew playing a good ball game. Jack, all these boys getting their opportunity. Make a play, sticking their nose in there and doing what they got to do. I think the Loggers had that. Did we score on that 78-yard drive? Yeah, we did score on that one. So we had a Loggers had a nice 78-yard drive in this first half. That's probably, you know, one of the better drives of the season.
Start off with that 25-yard bomb from Levi Durr.
Yeah, to Drew. And Luck had those two nice stops right off of the bat on those. The Loggers were at the 2-yard line. And first two plays, you know, they stuffed Levi, stuffed someone else going up the middle. And then we called that play. You kind of could almost sense it was coming, a quarter, a tight end pop right up the middle. And, you know, they found Drew up there for 25 yards and making that nice play. Nice having big, tall receivers.
Absolutely.
Out there. I mean, how nice is that when really you can just throw it in the vicinity, you know, and say, hey, Drew, go get it. Jack, go up there and get it. Ben Vernig out there got his opportunity to play wide receiver while Drew was quarterback on that one possession, and Ben almost catching a nice play out there, a nice pass out there, but defender was right there in the way. Good ball game all the way around. You've seen the defensive line, and, you know, I'm happy with the line for us. You know, Ethan Podmolik, Upson, Chuzzles.
All playing a solid game so far.
Really are. And stuffing that line and holding up these defenders for the Luck Cardinals. If you guys were here to see this Luck team has got some big athletes. And they're quick and they're fast. You know what I mean? They're not the big sloppy athlete out there. They're big, strong boys out there. And to see, you know, Ethan's no slouch himself. Both Ethans, Podmolik and Upson, two strong boys. I'm holding their own out there. So a lot of fun to watch here. It's a nice night for football. I mean, geez, you can't ask for much better than this. No wind at all here. And not too cool. I thought I was going to have to get a sweatshirt.
Yeah, beautiful night under the lights here.
It is. And they're selling some clothes over there. I thought I was going to have to go buy one of those Luck sweatshirts and put it on. But I might get a little grief from the parents in front of me. Ollie Vernig wouldn't like that, I know. we want to give a shout out to Jim Lemke over in Conover, Wisconsin. Jim, we know you're out there listening, and Dan and Holly say get a shout out to Grandpa Jim over there. So Jim, hope you're having a good time listening to your grandson Ben Vernig out here playing a good ball game. Well, nice crowd, like we said. Luck You know, nice little town here. Like our town. Like Phillips, driving through Phillips, Prentice, any of those ones. Yeah, nothing special. You know, you go up into the, you know, the booth of the football and a lot of pigeon poop were sitting around here. And that's kind of what you get in this little town. But a nice atmosphere. Other than that, pretty nice atmosphere. The Navy's laughing. But they've got a nice crowd over there on the other side and, you know, bringing their cowbells to the game and a lot of cheering from them. Just a nice small-town atmosphere. And what a better thing to do on a Friday night than come here and, you know, watch these two teams battle it. And both teams bringing their best, having a lot of fun. So got about 3 minutes to go here, 4 minutes to go here in this first half. And that's the Forward Bank halftime show that me and Lane are bringing you. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a three-minute timeout. We'll be back in 3 minutes and get ready for the second half.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's HEIKKINEN. jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Hey, we're back here. Jeff Haken and along with Lane Abraham. We're up in the booth here in Luck, Wisconsin, and it's about the end of the first half of halftime, I should say. And the Loggers set to go here in the second half. It's a 44-32 lead for our Phillips Loggers over the Luck Cardinals. And the scoreboard says zero, but the boys are still out there stretching. I don't know what they'll give them another 3 minutes. A little bonus 3 minutes of halftime here for them. Lane, we got three more minutes here. Let's talk a little bit about This second half coming up here, you know, second half coming up, I would say the Loggers up by 12, they pretty much dominated this first half. They looked like
especially
early on, were really unstoppable. I think Luck's going to have a hard time stopping this Loggers offense. I think a big key to this second half is, you know, are the Loggers going to be able to get two good stops here, you know, in this second half? You know, you need about two, three good stops, turnover on downs type of a thing, and I think the Loggers will be able to wrap up this ball game. But, you know, it's probably going to come down to that. You know, who's going to make the big play? Who's going to get the big stop? Which team is which team is going to stop the other team a couple times?
And Coach Worth said it best. Got to be able to tackle the quarterback.
You got to be able to tackle the quarterback. And really, with this team, he's your main threat, your only threat.
Absolutely.
I shouldn't say only threat, but, you know, he has big play potential every time he touches the ball. Got to wrap him up. I think the Loggers did a pretty good job of that. Obviously, there's a mistake here and there. Guys are going to miss a tackle here and there. But, you know, I seen Ben Vernick made some nice open field tackles that saved some big runs. They were still, you know, 10-yard runs when he made the tackle, but playing the cornerback position. Levi Durr all over the field, just playing like a senior. We're going to see some more of that. You know, in the trenches, you know, who's going to win? Offensive line, defensive line, which team is going to have a little bit of energy left here? Sometimes that's an advantage to the smaller team. Ethan Upson, Callan Chuzzles, Ethan Podmolik, you know, they're not carrying around that 300-pound frame. As his game wears out in a fast-paced game, sometimes that's a key factor, and those players will get a little bit more tired as the game progresses. Loggers trotting off of the field here, set to talk with their coaches. Lane's big brother, Cole Abraham, one of the new coaches this year, an assistant for Steve Precor. Got Gabe Lind out there. And who else do we got out there? Who's our other coach? Travis Delasky helping out. I think Dan Vernon. Coach Spetz. What's his first name? Ross Spetz, the other assistant coach there. Along with
Lazar.
Yeah. Oh, Jason Lazar down there? I don't see him right now.
Oh, Spetz took over for Lazar.
Gotcha. So that's the coaching staff here. Dan Vernick helping out with stats, I believe, and defensive coordinator Scott Worth up here in the booth with us. He has the pleasure of listening to us this whole game. I know he always enjoys that. But Coach Worth has been in this business for, 36 years? I think 36 years for Coach Worth in the football game here, so a long career for him. And, you know, Loggers lucky to have some experience out here and some knowledge, and he's seen this game a time or two. So both teams back onto the field right now, 12 minutes in the quarter, about to start the third quarter. 44-32 is the lead here for the Loggers. And
by King to kick off to BJ and Ben back there.
Yeah, BJ and Ben this time. It was Aaron back there, I believe. Ben going to get his opportunity along with BJ to see if they kick it deep. King set to kick, and that one gets back. And falling on it is the Loggers as that one is kicked downfield. And it hit Kyle Seidenbender, bounced up. He was able to jump back on it. And Kyle going to stay out there. Right now, does Kyle play a little offensive line? I think he might. I think that's where Kyle's playing. Kyle Seidenbender, not the biggest kid, one of the stronger kids you're going to see around, though. A young sophomore that really loves this game, getting his opportunities to play. Loggers on the line. Levi Durr from the shotgun. Durr going to keep it, go up the middle, breaks through. Levi Durr's got one guy to beat, but it's King, not an easy one to get away from, and he drags him 10 more yards down the field, all the way down to the 15-yard line of the Luck Cardinals. What a way to start it out for the Loggers, Levi Durr.
Another explosive run.
Yeah, Levi Durr really going for this Jeff Haken and Roofing Player of the Game. I know that's what it's on his mind when he was running that one, as he trucked through a couple guys, and Levi Durr looking for his first Jeff Haken and Roofing Player of the Game. In the shotgun again, it's going to be Hollinger to the right side. Makes a couple guys move. Hollinger's going to go for the touchdown, but we got flags all over the field.
And holding against the Loggers.
Loggers with the hold. And going to bring it back, negating the nice touchdown run by Evan Hollinger. A'Ron Dulaski gets the play call from head coach Steve Precor and heads back in to the huddle.
First and 20 from the 25-yard line here.
So not a great spot to be in, first and 20, but they're only at the 25-yard line. A short field here. 11:30 to go in this third quarter. It's going to be a direct snap here to A'Ron Dulaski. He's going to counter it to Molman. Left side, Molman's already scored two touchdowns. Looking for his third. He falls down about the 5-yard line, maybe the 4. Oh, they're going to mark him just outside the 5-yard line. A nice play there. That counter to Trigg Molman. Going to call that the Dominic Maybe play from last year. We've seen so much, and such a big play that is when you're really focused on keeping these corners and these edges and the fast running backs for the Loggers from hitting those edges. They run that counter play, and it's just deadly out there. So from the 5-yard line, here's a direct snap to Levi Durr. He goes up the middle. He's in there for the touchdown. No.
Just short
of the touchdown. It's going to be
second goal from about the half-yard line, maybe.
Like the one-inch line. They're right on that mark. This is one right here. You probably hand that ball off to A'Ron and plow through. And Loggers from the half-yard line. Here it is to Dulaski. He's going to get bottled up. A loss of a couple yards. It's going to be about 3rd and 3 right now. Coach Precor must have heard my play call. He should have called that one. The one more try here for the Logger. Two more tries, I should say. Hollinger checking in along with Trigg Molman. Ben Vernig and A'Ron Dulaski are sensational sophomores checking out.
3rd and goal from about the 1-yard line here.
Durr from the shotgun. Hollinger in motion. He gets tackled at about the 10-yard line. Getting into the backfield there. Number 4, Sam Morley, senior. And the Loggers with one more opportunity. And I don't think we've got a field goal kicking team here. The Loggers probably going to go for it on 4th and goal. From the 11, Dulaski checking into the ball game, brings in the play. And up to the line of scrimmage.
This would be a nice year from the Loggers.
Yeah, Levi the only one in the backfield. And Dulaski in motion. Durr going to keep it left side. Gets around one defender. Dives into the corner of the end zone. Levi Durr, big man in this game here tonight. 32-50 is the score right now. A nice touchdown run by the senior.
Great execution from the Loggers to get that one to go.
It was, and what a play call. Tricking everyone that we're going left. Levi keeps it and curls out to the right side. I have it backwards. Everyone going to the right. Levi keeps it, goes to the left, gets that corner of the end zone, and just willed his way into the end zone. Here's Durr again for the two-point conversion. The handoff to B.J. Left, right side. B.J. Binton, Loweri, the Micronesian sensation for the two-point conversion. It's 52-32. It just seems like about 2 minutes ago in this ball game, it was a 4-point game, and just like that, the Loggers scoring at the end of the first half, first possession of the second half, just like that, it's a 20-point lead, 52-32, 9 minutes, 12 seconds to go. We're having a good time here, Lane. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
That's not real. Jeff Haken and Lane Abraham back here in Luck, Wisconsin. 52-32, the Phillips Loggers leading the Luck Cardinals here. 9 minutes to go in this third quarter. Ethan Podmala kicks that one off, and Luck falls on it at their own 30-yard line. It's going to be 1st and 10 for the Luck Cardinals at their own 30.
Loggers cannot get comfortable here with this 20-point lead they have.
No, I felt like they did get comfortable in the end of that first half. And just like that, in eight-man football, you can close the gap really quick. So it's still important here. We talked about we need stops. The Loggers do need a couple stops in the second half to win this ball game,
especially with an explosive, dynamic quarterback like the Cardinals have.
Yeah, Walter's a good quarterback. And handoff to King up the middle, bottled up right away. Stop. I don't see who's on the ground on that one. But Chuzzle's cleaned it up. And that was Daniel Adamitis with first impact there. Daniel Adamitis, the senior, playing out there.
First-year senior. Daniel's getting the hang of it.
Yeah, getting the hang of it. A lot of first-year seniors. Jack Kowicki, Drew Hawshield, Daniel Adamitis. You know, a group of them, and it's just nice having seniors out on the field. You see the athleticism. See Jack Kowicki playing corner. And Walters looking to pass and throws that one out of bounds. A smart play by Walters. Walters, an experienced kid. And you can see he's been playing for a while. Just knowing to throw that one out of bounds and not taking the sack. Something Aaron Rodgers doesn't like to do very much because that hurts his quarterback rating. So Walter's not a selfish player. He's not worried about that quarterback rating.
Great job by Ethan Upson putting the pressure on.
Yeah. Ethan Upson, a really strong kid. Probably one of the stronger kids in the school. Plays offensive line here. Just a monster out there. I haven't seen him lift a lot, but I always hear the stories from the kids about Ethan Upson and his strength. He's on the nose tackle right now and trying to get a little pressure. Walters gets through the line and pushed on a bounce. Ben Vernick with a big pop, knocking Walters out of bounds. And it's going to be fourth down and three. That was a big shot by Vernick.
Fourth and three here. Big stop this could be for the Loggers.
It is. Here's one of the plays. We need a stop. Here's your opportunity, Loggers. Who's going to make a big play right here? They're going to punt. Watch the fake. So, Luck looking like they're going to punt. We don't think they're going to. Here it is. And
they
did punt it. Surprising. And that was a terrible play by Luck as they got about 15 yards out. I really wasn't expecting that play right there. And it's going to be Loggers ball at about their own 28-yard line. We're going to stay right here as both teams switching sides. Loggers offense set back onto the field, and Luck's defense is right there. We're going to go over our 98Q Country High School sports sponsors real quick. A&W Restaurant, Culligan of Ashland, Forward Bank, Heckman Auction, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, and
direct snap to Levi, hands it off. Another counter to Trigg Molman.
That counter's working every time. Trigg Molman with about 7 yards on that play right there. Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, and Phillips Lumber and Hardware. We thank all our sports sponsors bringing you this game. As the Loggers with their second down play here, Levi Durr in the shotgun and hands it off to Hollinger right side. He's going to fake back, come up the middle, and we have another, probably a holding. As flags go down, holding Loggers, go back 10 yards. It's going to make it about a second and 13 for the Loggers. And B.J. Lueri checking back into the ball game. The always dangerous B.J. Kid's built for eight-man football in this small field.
Absolutely.
The size he's got, his strength, and speed and quickness is tough to match. So here's Durr from the shotgun. Direct snap to Benton.
BJ,
coming up left side.
Here. Cuts it back right. Big hit from behind.
Big hit from behind. Gets about 4 yards on that play. So it's going to bring up a third and 10. I believe a third and 10, maybe 11.
Got to be four holding calls against the Loggers and none.
Yeah.
None against the Cardinals. Here.
Cardinals have had the false starts call. They have about three false start calls, and the Loggers have been getting that holding call. And likely you could call a holding on about every possession out there. Don't like to see that one one-sided at all, but Loggers got to clean things up a little bit. They got their stop. They can really put the dagger into this Luck team right now with a score again. As we got Hochschild in the backfield at quarterback right now. Hochschild gets it, looking to go. He's got a lot of pressure, trying to get rid of something, and going to be a sack about 7 yards back. As
nowhere to go with the football.
No,
there.
Luck getting in the backfield, Hochschild having nowhere to go. And it's going to be fourth down. Maybe they try this one again. A big play, a big moment here. And you see Ben Vernick going out onto the field. Oh, not this time. I thought it was going to be a pass play. And looks like Loggers are going to punt away. Maybe a smart play here for the Loggers. As Evan Hollinger set back to punt. There it is. A nice punt from Hollinger all the way back to about the 25, 30-yard line. It's still bouncing all the way back to the Luck 26-yard line. Nice punt from Evan Hollinger. Having himself a nice game. Yeah, 35-yard punt for Hollinger. Getting the ball back into Luck's backfield. And the officials talking more. And not sure what they're talking about, but it's going to be Luck's ball about the 25-yard line. With 6:20 to go in this third quarter, 52-32.
What was that, the third Loggers punt of the season?
Yeah, and probably had one in each game, I suppose. So not a lot of punting happens in eight-man football. Probably a smart play. You would hate to have Luck with that great field position. You know, when you're up by 20 in the third quarter, you got to play a little bit safe.
Right. Can't get comfortable, but still got to play it safe.
You got it. And Shea Denzine and Evan Hollinger giving us a wave down there. Two juniors on this team. Shea Denzine not playing tonight, battling illness for the last week or so. And Walter's going to keep this ball going left side. Daniel Adamitis along with Trig Molman. Trig Molman got the main tackle on that.
It'll be second and 10, 6:09 to go in the third quarter here.
32-52. Phillips Loggers leading the Luck Cardinals by 20 in this third quarter, 6 minutes to go. Clock is ticking. Cardinals stepping up to the line of scrimmage. Walter's in the backfield. We got a receiver wide right. Receiver wide left, and we got an illegal motion in the backfield. It's going to be on King. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty. Going to back him up a little bit more, make it a second and 16. And substitutes checking in. Big receiver coming in right now for the Luck Cardinals. That's number 12. We don't know what his name is because he's not in the program. Ben Vernick guarding him out left side. Walters gets the quick cap. He's going to keep it himself. And tackle. Levi Durr is just a tackling machine out there. Ben Vernick was ready to clean him up as well. Levi Durr having a fabulous game here tonight.
Third and 11 here. From about the 15-yard line here for the Cardinals.
And Loggers defense waiting as Walters gets it, looking to pass. As things open up, he goes up the middle. Hochschild almost gets a stop there, but who tackled him?
Levi Durr once again flying around making plays.
Got to be Levi's 10th tackle at least here so far today. Levi, just a man among boys out there. The speed, he's just making great reads and hitting the holes hard and making up his mind and just going after it. Levi Durr, a special player here tonight.
He's got the speed, strength, and experience.
Sure does.
He started all last year as well.
Yeah.
Fourth and about six here from the 20-yard line for the Cardinals.
Cardinals set up to the line of scrimmage. 4:07 to go. from the shotgun. It's Walters looking for pass. And nothing happening. Chuzzle's getting held. And there we go. Oh, they're going to call one on us. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. So home court had calls here. And late hit, personal foul on the Loggers. Going to be a first down. So a lot of holding calls on the Loggers, and the blatant ones not being called against Luck. Luckily, we're up by 20 points. Does not make Dave Pishka happy, though. That was a blatant hold right in front of the – he was watching that it. Was he looked right at it.
Calvin Chuzzle was beautiful.
Yeah.
Pressuring the ball.
So first and 10 here for Luck with 3:55 to go. Luck from the 35-yard line, their own 35. It's going to be a quick handoff up the middle. And
loss of one.
Yeah, loss of one, and everyone in there now. Ethan Upson.
Defense fired up with that bad call.
Yeah. Chuzzle says, you're not going to hold me this time. Got to get him off you. .333 to go here in Ticken. 20-point lead here for the Loggers. It's the Luck Cardinals, second down and 12 from their own 32-yard line. It's fumbled. Who gets on
it? Loggers are on it.
Talon Chuzzles picks it up. Chuzzles gets held. They robbed him on the holding call. He picks it up. It's going to be Loggers football going the other way. There's the big play of the night.
Not only Levi, but these sophomores also having a big run.
Chuzzles picked it up. So Callan Chuzzles picks up that fumble. Big play for him. Talked to Callan before the game, and he was really excited to play defense. Says he's been working his way up, and he wanted to make a big play. I said, Callan, I want to say your name on the radio. And there he does it. So Loggers with a football, 3:21 to go here. Hoshfield in backfield. We got another penalty. Tough to keep this clock rolling. And this one going to be on the Loggers. I didn't see what they call it, a false start, legal motion, something on the Loggers there. It's going to move them back 5 yards. Below a delay of game. Delay of game against the Loggers there. And Ben Vernick runs the play call in. Loggers stepping up to the line of scrimmage. Ethan Podmolik having himself a ball game at center, doing a nice job there. The whole offensive line for the Loggers is. Hoshfield in the backfield. He's going to hand it off right side. Trigg Moorman. And he's gobbled up. No gain. Going to be second and 15. Loggers with a little trickery with Hoshfield in the backfield. Dulaski checking back in for Vernig. Second and 16 for the Loggers. A lot of time rolling off this clock, which is good for the Loggers. Here's Durr. Looks like he's going to pass it. He is. He sees Hoshfield.
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 Inside the 10-yard line.
Hoshfield.
Throw. Throw and catch from Levi Duran through Hoshfield. Oh, my goodness.
Hoshfield goes up over the defender, uses that 6'4 frame to make a big catch up at its peak. I don't know how far that was. Probably a 15-yard pass play, 20-yard pass play. Nonetheless, it's first and 10 for the Phillips Loggers from Effie's first and goal from about the 8-yard line. 2:23 to go here. Durr's got it. Keeps it himself. He fumbles and picks it back up and goes in for the touchdown.
Wow. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Levi Durr.
Again, making something out of nothing.
A fumble picks it back up, and the Loggers having fun. It's 58-32 right now. Loggers, that might have been the dagger. 2:15 to go here. After some shoddy calls out on the field, the Loggers stayed poised, getting the touchdown. Durr for the two-point conversion. He's got it. Keeps it right side. Fakes one guy. Steps to the left. Two-point conversion is good. It's 60-32. That's a 28-point lead 4 on Phillips Loggers with 2:15 to go in this third quarter. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Lane Abraham. It's getting late out here. 2:15 to go in this third quarter. Beautiful night for football. Under the lights Friday night in Luck, Wisconsin. And it's the Phillips Loggers.
Loggers really making the 2.5-hour drive worth it here.
Yeah. You know, we had Frederick a couple weeks ago. They made that one worth it. We got this one here in Luck. It's going to be another away game. I don't know who it is. I can't remember looking on the clock. Do you know who we play on the road again? Mellon and then the Washburn Birchwood team. So a couple more road games. These are the furthest too. Ethan Podmolik with a nice kick about 12 yards up and everyone diving on. I think Luck got on it. And they did. It's going to stay Luck's ball. And it's going to be Luck's football at their own 33-yard line. Luck going to start out with things. And Loggers stepping up to the line of scrimmage.
Luck. Man wide on both sides here for Luck.
Luck, this one fumbled. Bad snap. Walters falls on it all the way back at the 20-yard line. A 13-yard loss for Luck. Loggers defense looking good. B.J. Lueri getting in on defense. Want to see, he might be playing a little nose tackle right now, which is what we wanted to see Binton try. Upson checks out. Binton going to see what he can do on the line with that quickness of his. Along with Chuzzles.
Second looks like about 25 here.
There's Binton making a nice bit of pressure. Here's the throw. It's behind King, the receiver. Holding on.
Against Luck, first holding call of the game against Luck here.
First one, and what did they just say? They declined it? So we had a holding penalty. Declined. Did they decline it? Third down here from the 20-yard line. Third and 25. Walters from the shotgun. Four receivers here. Everyone spread wide. Walters, that one hits the ground.
BJ with the pressure.
BJ getting there.
Catlin pushing him out of bounds. BJ with a nice pressure there. Getting to the line quickly.
Got there quick. Almost got the quarterback. He made a move right away, but BJ with that pressure from the nose tackle position, a spot we wanted to see BJ today, see what he could do. One of the smaller guys on the field, but you get him on the offensive line like that, he's too quick for them. For them linemen, he shot right back there and disturbed the play and made Walters pick the ball up and run. So fourth down here. See what Luck is going to do. They're going to test their luck. I think a timeout was called. We're going to stay right here, though, Lane. And
what do you think was said in the halftime huddle by Coach Precourt?
You know, halftime huddle with Coach Precourt. Probably keep doing what we're doing here, boys, but put your foot on the throttle a little bit. We're playing well. I think we're kind of slowly dominating them, and it came to be true here in the second half. It was a four-point lead for the Loggers with 2 minutes to go in the first half, and just like that, it's a 28-point lead as this third quarter is winding down. So, you know, Loggers doing their things, needing to make plays when they need to make them. Tackle. Got to tackle that quarterback.
Right.
Getting some stops here is huge. We got a couple stops here already. And here we go. See if we can get one more. Fourth down here, and Luck is going to punt. They're not going to test their luck. They're going to play it safe, punt it away. Logger's going to get good possession here, or good field position. And it was a good punt. This one's going to bounce far, too. Really good punt. all the way down to the 6-yard line. A great punt for Luck.
What a turnaround from a 10-yard punt to about 40-50-yard punt.
It really rolled a long ways there. But Loggers just have an opportunity to get some yardage, which these boys want to do. And Delasky checking in right now. So there's